家人们平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
我爱你们。
I love you.
Isn't he so 好棒？
他很棒，对吧？
哦，Amen. Wow, I feel so honored and overwhelmed to get to speak to my family on what the Lord has on His heart.
今天能够来这里和大家分享神的话，我真的倍感尊荣。
Even this morning, I was just meditating what He was speaking to me, and I was weeping.
即使今天早上当我在默想神对我说的话的时候，我都在哭泣。
Because I believe it's the key to revival.
因为我知道它在释放复兴的关键。
Do you want to receive the key to revival?
你想不想要领受复兴的关键？
I don't know if I believed it.
我不知道，听起来好像不太想要。
Do you want to receive the key to revival?
你想不想要领受复兴的关键？
Amen.
Amen.
It's more than just a conference.
真的不仅仅是一个特会。
It's more than just a momentary encounter with God.
不仅仅只是一个暂时的与神的相遇。
There's something that God wants to release on the earth.
神在这地上有一个想要释放的东西。
And He's looking for people of vision that will receive it.
然后他在寻找有意向的人能够领受。
But not only just receive it, they will birth it into reality.
但不只只是领受那个意象，他也会使它成为实际。
Let me ask again, do you want to receive the keys to revival?
然后再问你们一次，你们想不想要领受复兴的关键？
Amen. If this is your heart, can you just stand? I'm just going to pray for us.
如果这是你的渴望，邀请大家站起来，我要来为你们祷告。
Because I do not want to speak to your mind. I do not want to speak to your flesh. I want to speak to your inner man.
因为我不是想要对你的头脑或是对你的肉体来说话，我想要对你的灵人说话。我要圣灵。
The Holy Spirit to pour out wisdom and revelation.
我需要圣灵来倾倒智慧启示的灵。
We need these keys for revival.
我们需要这些复兴的关键。
This generation needs it.
这个世代很需要。
Our nation needs it.
我们的国家也需要。
Lord, we need it.
主，我需要。
So Lord, I pray, would you awaken our spirit.
所以是的主，我祷告求你来唤醒我们的灵。
Would you speak directly into our inner being?
求你向我们的灵人直接说话。
Would you cause our inner man to arise and to awaken?
主啊，求你让我们里面的灵人苏醒。
Awaken the eyes of our understanding.
真的苏醒我们那个眼光来明白。
To know this is the hour you want to release revival on the earth.
知道这就是你要带下复兴的时候。
Lord, I say, I want to receive it.
是的，主，我说我要。
So I position my heart.
所以我让我的心。
I position my spirit.
我让我的灵。
Lord, I'm open to you.
完全向你打开。
Holy Spirit, come and speak to me.
圣灵啊，请你向我说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Tell your neighbor, we're people of vision.
告诉你隔壁的，我们是有意向的人。
So we're gonna live differently.
所以我们会活得不一样。
For those who are here, a few weeks ago, we had the Pure Conference.
在这里几周前，我们有一个清新特会。
And I believe it was more than just a four-day gathering.
然后我相信这不仅仅只是一个四天的聚集。
I believe the Lord released the keys and opened the doors to revival.
我相信神释放那个关键的钥匙，可以打开复兴的门。
I saw the things that I had always dreamed and believed for starting to materialize into reality.
我看见那些我一直在梦想、一直在期待的事情，正在转化为现实。
But what the Lord spoke to me after the conference, even though we had so much breakthrough, so much restoration during those days.
但是神在特会之后持续地向我说话，即使在我们特会中已经有那么多的医治，那么多的转化，那么多的恢复。
You know what he said to me?
但是你知道神对我说什么吗？
He said, Mishi.
他说 Mishi.
The battle begins now.
征战现在才开始。
The battle begins now.
征战现在才开始。
When the last session ended on Sunday,
当星期天最后一场特会结束的时候，
the Lord spoke to me.
神对我说，
Now you have to fight for my presence in your everyday.
现在你每天要为着我的同在全力而战。
There is more I want to release to you.
我还想要释放更多给你。
Do you have vision to see it?
你有没有那个眼光可以看见？
My question to you.
我向你的问题是。
Let's see if it works. Yes, hallelujah. Oops, let's go back. Does what you see determine your vision, or does what your vision determine what you see?
是你我们所看到的决定了我们的眼光呢，还是我们的眼光决定我们看到什么？
See, many of our young people, the young adults, the youth, the college students.
所以很多的年轻人、青少年、大学生
had an incredible face-to-face encounter with the Lord.
他们和神有很多很惊奇的和神面对面的经历。
I saw them releasing praise so loud.
我看到他们那么尽情的释放他们的赞美。
Before I was like, I don't even know what your voice sounds like.
在那个特会之前，我甚至不知道哦，原来你可以这么大声。
They were dancing so hard.
他们跳舞跳得那么的热烈。
They had to bring multiple shirts.
他们甚至要带好几件衣服。
Because they would sweat through the shirts.
因为他们的衣服都被湿透了。
They danced, they sang like I've never seen them sung before the Lord ever before.
他们那么尽情的跳舞，那么尽情的唱歌，我从来没有看过他们那么热情敬拜。
But then Monday came around.
但是礼拜一来到。
And then many of them this week went back to school.
然后许多人他们这个礼拜回到学校。
And I saw when they came into church.
然后看到当他们再来到教会。
It was like they went back.
就像他们完全恢复原样。
They went back into the desert.
就像他们回到沙漠一样。
They went back into the loneliness of the wilderness of school.
他们回到那个学校，就仿佛是在旷野一样，那么的荒凉又孤单。
And all over their face, it just spoke defeat.
然后在他们的脸上写的满满就是我被击倒了。
But me and Matthew came in and we're like, let's go! Let's keep climbing!
但是当我跟 Matthew 来的时候，我们说，我们继续，我们再继续往上爬。
What God did on Sunday was just the beginning.
神上礼拜天所做的才刚开始。
I was like, let's worship!
我说我们来敬拜。
They're like, yeah.
我说
And the Lord spoke to me.
然后神就对我说，
They've allowed their eyes to get off of me.
他们容许他们的眼目转离我。
They are looking at just the everyday.
他们又回去看日常的每一天。
They're missing me.
他们完全错过我。
They're not seeing my heart.
他们没有看见我的心。
What if?
要是。
What if God broke in?
要是神进来。
Monday morning at 6 a.m.
在礼拜一早上六点。
What if
要是
God breaks in
神突然就进来
in the lunchroom in your cafeteria
就在你学校咖啡厅的午餐时间突然就神就显现
What if revival begins at Google
要是复兴突然就从 Google 开始呢
What if revival began with 3 people praying during their lunch break in Facebook
要是复兴就是因为有三个人在脸书的公司那边一起午餐祷告呢
We don't know when or how he's going to break in
我们不知道什么时候会如何他会来
He can break in at any place at any moment
他可以在任何时刻任何地方临到
But I need to be a person who's ready to meet him there.
但是我需要成为一个准备好的人，在那个地方遇见他。
I can't just see my everyday life like this is just ordinary life.
我不能够只是盯着我的每一天，仿佛每一天都是一些日常琐事。
Last night we took our youth on this process to restore vision.
昨天我带着我们的青少年，一起做这个过程来去恢复他们的眼光。
They came in, like I said, dragging their feet like they were dead.
他们来的时候就这样啊，拖着身躯，好像要死掉一样。
Zombies walking into the place of worship.
就像一群僵尸走进那个敬拜的场所。
And I said, this is not okay.
然后说这样子不行。
We are not dead anymore. We have been made alive.
我们不能够再像死的样子。
We've already received a new name. We are a new person, a new creation.
我们已经领受了新名，我们是新造的人。
So I led them to praise.
所以我就带着他们来赞美。
And I led them to press in.
然后带着他们竭力的追求。
And we saw this incredible thing start to happen.
然后就看到很奇妙的事情开始发生。
We're going to move all the way to the end. Can we, I'll just show you this picture.
我会给你们看一下一张照片。
Okay. This was last night.
这是昨晚的景象。
All the kids just lining up to contend for the prayer that the Lord was putting in them, the vision of God that they were putting on the inside.
所有的孩子他们排成一长条的队，就是一个一个为着神放给他们的意象来祷告。
They weren't just zombies anymore. All of a sudden, they were starting to get this vision. Lord, we're going to be intentional with our hearts.
他们不再是僵尸了，他们从神领受一个不一样的眼光，说主，我们不要再是这样子了。
We're going to believe for revival in our schools.
我们相信复兴会临到我们的学校。
Some of our students are actually starting Christian clubs where there were never Christian clubs before. We have two Christian clubs starting this year.
甚至有一些学生他们在学校里面开启了基督徒的团契之前从来都没有的我们今年就有两个
And I need to remind them your math class, your English class is not your enemy
然后必须要提醒他们你的数学课你的英文课不是你的敌人
It's your flesh that wants to keep you in your routine that is your enemy
是你的肉体想要借着那些来让你又回到那个每天的日常琐事那才是你的敌人
Because what if revival began in your math class
因为万一复兴从你的数学课开始呢
The Lord releasing a word you praying and prophesying over that person and the whole room comes to the knowledge of Jesus
神是借着你释放了一句话然后所有人都看见都因着你相信了耶稣
Our vision is too low
我们的眼光太狭隘了
Are you following me?
你有跟上我吗
We need to transform what we see
我们必须要转化我们看见的
So after the conference Sunday happened,
所以在那个特会的礼拜天结束之后
Monday came around for me.
礼拜一又来到
And every Monday, Monday through Friday, me and the core leaders in the English ministry, we pray together every morning.
星期一到星期五我们英文部的核心同工我们每天早上一起祷告
7 a.m. we pray together.
早上七点我们一起来祷告
And when I was falling asleep Sunday night,
然后当我礼拜天晚上去睡的时候
I had this little bit, my body was tired.
我的身体很累。
After the conference ended, we ended up ministering to more people until we got home at like 1 a.m.
经过特会之后我们还去服侍了好几个人等到我们回家已经一点了。
So finally I'm falling asleep, maybe it's close to 2 a.m.
所以我终于睡着的时候可能是两点吧。
I had this tiny thought.
我就有一个很细微的一个想法。
Maybe I can cancel the prayer meeting tomorrow.
我觉得啊可能我明天早上就可以取消那个晨祷吧。
Maybe it's okay, we can rest.
也许我们就休息一下嘛。
The conference, we poured out so much.
特会我们这么的竭力。
Maybe my coworkers need some rest time.
你知道，可能我的同工也需要一点休息。
And then, as I'm not even finishing it,
然后我那个意念都还没有结束哦。
I felt the Holy Spirit burn on the inside.
我就觉得圣灵在我里面熊熊燃起。
Tell your flesh to shut up.
说，叫你的肉体闭嘴。
I want to meet you in the morning.
我每天早上都要与你相遇。
I want to meet them in the morning.
我想要和你的同工们相遇。
Mishi, you better wake up.
Mishi, 你最好起床哦。
I said, oh.
我说 oh.
Amen.
Amen.
And I got on my knees next to my bed, and I just started repenting.
所以我就跪下来，就在我床边，我就开始悔改。
Because that tiny thought, I entertained it for a moment.
因为那个细微的想法，我就容许它存在。
And had I let it hold my spirit.
然后如果容许那个想法抓住我的灵
Had I allowed it to shift my eyes onto people and not the Lord
如果容许那个想法让我调转眼目看着人而不再看着神
I would not be living in revival now
我就没有办法现在就活在复兴里面
Amen
Amen 吗
It takes that little bit of Lord I'm going to press in
就是只需要那么一点点就是那个决心说主啊我要继续竭力
The door breakthrough will swing wide open with just one yes
当那个门打开的时候就只需要那么一个小小的 yes 就可以打开
And that morning I just felt God's presence It was so thick the whole time You can ask the co-workers I think I was weeping the whole time
而那个早上我就是可以感觉到神的同在那么的强烈我整个早上一直在哭
Because I could just feel how kind he was, how merciful. He didn't let me miss his presence. He didn't let me give in to just my ordinary life.
因为我是那么的感恩，他是那么的良善，那么的有怜悯，他没有让我就这样子降服在我的肉体之下。
And we just continued. We kept walking with the Lord. Then Tuesday came.
然后我们就继续这样子跟随神，然后继续跟随他脚步，然后礼拜二
Tuesday night we have this harp and bowl time.
礼拜二晚上我们有琴与炉。
And a few months ago we had shifted instead of focusing on harp and bowl, we had focused on developing the worship team.
然后在几个月前我们有一个转变，就是不再是琴与炉，而是主要是训练我们的敬拜团。
So we would just worship and practice new songs.
所以我们就是会用那个时间来敬拜，然后练习新歌。
And though having unity and worship is important, having skills is good.
虽然我们的敬拜团队的合一是很重要，训练默契，然后训练新歌都很重要。
Again, because I've been walking with the Lord and just responding to His heart. What do you have? What is on your heart? Give me vision for what you want to do.
但是我就是一直跟随神，一直问神说：“主啊，求你来带领我，告诉我，给我眼光，告诉我你要做什么。”
This conviction on my heart gripped me.
而那个意念就这样子抓住我的心。
The Lord said, Mishi, you've not honored my presence in this place.
神就说 ,Mishi, 你没有尊荣我在这里的同在。
You're not teaching them to honor my presence.
你没有教他们如何尊荣我的同在。
You're making skillful actors.
你制造出一群很有技巧的演员。
And so I came to the team and I repented to them.
所以我就到我们的敬拜团面前，然后和他们悔改。
Me and Matthew knelt before them and we asked for their forgiveness.
我跟 Matthew 在他们面前跪下来悔改，请求他们的原谅。
The Lord doesn't need skillful pretenders.
主说他不需要有技巧的演员。
He's looking for true worshippers.
他在寻找真实的敬拜者。
A people that know how to honor His presence.
一群真实知道如何尊荣他的同在的人。
Do we come in just ordinary meetings?
我们来只是把这个当作例行公事吗？
Are we people after His heart?
还是我们是要追求合神心意？
And I brought that before the youth, and they started to weep and respond to the Lord.
然后当我把这些事情跟我们的青少年分享的时候，他们开始哭泣。
We embraced each other and we consecrated it again.
然后我们彼此拥抱，我们再次把自己分别为圣。
We said, Lord, this is your time.
我们说神，这是属于你的时间。
It's not our time, it's not our agenda.
这不是我们的时间，不是照着我们的议程。
We want to follow what's on your heart.
我们要跟着你心上所要做的去做。
We surrender and we consecrate again.
我们完全降服，而且我们再次分别为圣。
I'm telling you, the presence again just...Increase so full, the whole room. It felt like an overflow of open heavens in that space.
你知道我们再次这样做的时候，神的同在有那么大大的加增，仿佛那边是天开了一样。
Ask your neighbor, do you have vision?
问你隔壁的，你有新的眼光吗？
Do you have vision for what God wants to release?
你有那个眼光去看见神要释放的吗？
Gonna go back. Let's go back.I'm going to give you some key scripture, and then we're just going to pray.
所以我会给你们几个经文，然后我们就要开始祷告。
Okay.
好。
My vision needs to determine what I see. Amen.
我的眼光需要决定我们所看到的。
Just because you have sight doesn't mean you have vision.
就只是因为你看得见，不代表你有眼光。
Because what I see as a regular Saturday service,
因为我在每个礼拜六的聚会所看到的。
Lord sees differently.
神看到的是不一样的。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
His thoughts are not my thoughts and His ways are not my ways.
他的意念非同我们的意念，他的道路非同我们的道
路。So I need to have vision that this is the place where He wants to birth revival.
所以我需要不一样的眼光，知道这里，神要在这里开始他的复兴。
This is a place where He's going to ignite a people to be passionately living after Him. Amen?
神会从这里孕育出一群是那么热情的追求他的人。
Corey Ten Boom said it best.
彭科利曾说这个。
Asking, where are we looking?
他问我们在看哪里。
If you look at the world,
如果你看世界，
you become distressed.
你会感到痛苦。
Meaning you're very fearful.
代表你会感到很害怕。
If you look within yourself,
如果你往内看，
You're going to be very depressed.
你就会很沮丧。
Because you know we are broken, sinful people.
因为你知道我们都是罪人。
But if you look at the Lord.
但是如果你看向神。
Ask your neighbor, are you looking at the Lord?
问你隔壁的，你是不是在看向神？
When you look at the Lord, He not only will give you rest, he will give you revelation.
如果你看向神，他不只使你得安息，更给你启示。
And I want that revelation, amen.
而我渴望那个启示，阿们吗？
So I'm going to have Ray read it first, the verse in 2 Corinthians 5, 4 through 7.
所以我们会先一起读中文，零后五章四到七节。我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。为此，培植我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在身内，便与主相离。因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。阿们。
不是。
不是。
Amen.
Amen.
Not by our sight, but we walk by faith.
不是，我们是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Faith is the evidence of things unseen.
因为信心是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
Meaning, Lord, I want to see what you see in the ordinary.
那是主啊，我要在一切平常的事物中看见你所看见的。
That I may host your presence.
所以我可以这样子拥有你的同
在。That I may see the desire of your heart made manifest here and now.
所以我可以看到你心里所渴望的，在现在就在这里显现出来。
What if you lived every day this way?
如果我们每天都是这样生活的话，会如何呢？
What if we lived every day this way?
如果我们可以每天都这样生活的话，会如何呢
？I believe we would be living.In heaven on earth, amen.
我相信我们就真的可以活出在地如在天，阿门吗
？Amen.
阿门吗
？But the fight is to keep my vision clear.
但是最大的征战就是要维持我们的眼目是清晰的。
What happens when we don't have vision?
如果我们没有意象，会发生什么事呢
？Can you declare it?
我们来念：没有意象，民就放肆；为遵守律法的，便为有福。
Without prophetic vision, people cast off restraint.
如果没有意象，民就放肆。
Meaning they live for themselves.
代表他们只是为自己而活。
They live for just the gratification of their flesh.
他们只是为了满足他们的肉体而活。
They live without purpose.
他们活着没有目标。
They live without the true desire for the Lord.
他们没有为着神所要的而活。
It is prophetic vision that allows us to see, even in difficult circumstances, the Lord is doing a powerful thing.
唯有透过异象，我们才能看见，即使在困难当中，神仍然做大有能力的事。
This morning, when I was waiting on the Lord,
今天早上当我在等候神的时候
，I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me.
我听见圣灵向我说话。
He even said to me, Mishi.
他对我说 ，Mishi.
If you would live every day,
如果你每一天
the way you fought for the pure conference,
活得都像你在清心特会的时候那样的竭力
the way you fought to receive my heart and the word,
你竭力要领受我的心还有我的话
every day the way that you pressed into me then,
如果你每一天都活得像在清心特会那个时候的话
revival would already be here.
复兴就早就在这里了。
And I just started weeping.
然后我就开始哭。
Having this vision changes, it changes everything.
因为领受这个意象真的改变所有的事情。
I don't treat Saturday just like another meeting.
我不再把星期六的主日当作是另一个聚会而已。
I don't treat my encounters with people just conversation.
我不再把我和人的相遇当成只是平凡的对话。
Having this vision, my eyes open, I see everything as beautiful.As a moment for encounter.
有这个意象跟眼光，我就可以看每一个瞬间都可以是和神相遇的时刻。
Amen.
Amen 吗
？I don't. I'm discerning if I have time for it. Let's see.
我在想我们有没有时间。
Okay.
好。
Let's declare Revelation 1:4-1.
我们一起来念启示录四章一节。此后我观看，见天上有门开了。我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说你上到这里来我要将以后必成的事指示你
Amen.
Amen
The Lord is calling to us come up here
神要我们上到那里来。
Come up here.
上到这里
来。I want to show you more.
我要给你更
看到更多。I want to show you what is on my heart. Come up here.
我要向你启示我心里所有的。
We need a fresh perspective.
我们需要一个新鲜的眼光。
You know, sometimes in our everyday we get stuck.
有时候在我们的每一天我们会卡住。
Because of our own pride.
因为我们的骄傲。
And complacency.
还有我们的自满。
What happens? The fruit of our pride and complacency.
而自大跟骄傲跟自满会结出什么果子呢？
Who do we usually take it out on?
我们通常会。
Our family. Our people around us.
我们通常会发泄在我们身边人身上。
Amen.
是吗？
Matthew and I, we radically changed our whole lifestyle maybe like 6 months ago.
Matthew 和我在六个月前，我们开始完全转变我们的生活方式。
Because we had received news from the doctor that Matthew's liver is not in good condition.
因为我们从医生那里知道 Matthew 的肝脏状况不太好。
But I made this resolve: we're not changing our diet.
但是我已经下定决心，我们不是只是改变饮食而已。
Because if it's a diet, you can break it.
因为如果只是饮食呢，你就可以再把它改过来。
I said we're gonna together, we're gonna radically change our whole lifestyle.
但是我说我们两个一起，我们要完全改变我们的生活方式。
So I have not eaten any fried foods in like 6 months.
所以我过去六个月没有吃半点炸的东西。
I will no longer eat fried foods. Period.
但是我就是下定决心不吃炸的了，就这样。
And in the beginning.It was kind of painful.
一开始呢是有点痛苦。
Because Matthew and I, we have this thing. We fell in love going to Jollibee's.
因为 Matthew 和我们一开始彼此相恋是去 Jollibee。
Jollibee, if you guys don't know it, it's a Filipino fried chicken place.
Jollibee 呢就是菲律宾式的连锁炸鸡店。
And when we were first dating, he would be so cute. He'd be like, I'm going to take you on a Jollibee date.
然后我们一开始刚交往的时候呢 ,Matthew 就会说啊我们一起去 Jollibee, 约会吧。
And they have like K-drama, like Korean drama, there's a Filipino drama.
然后或者就像有韩剧一样也有菲律宾剧。
It's a whole series on YouTube where, you know, it's couples falling in love.With a bucket of chicken.
然后后来在 YouTube 上你可以找到，就是有一对情侣呢，他们就是因着那个炸鸡，然后就彼此爱上对方。
And you know, after for us, you know, even after we got married and the honeymoon phase happened.
然后对我们来说，即使呢，我们后来结婚，然后在度蜜月的时候。
And we started to experience everyday life.
我们开始经历日常的琐事。
You know, being two different people, we get into conflicts.
你知道两个很不一样的人住在一起就是会有一些摩擦。
And in the conflict, we lose our vision of each other.
而在摩擦的过程中我们就失去了看对方的眼光。
We got married, we said, we will always fight for one another.
我们刚结婚的时候我们说我们会永远为彼此奋战。
We will fight for our eternal destiny for one another until we see Jesus.
我们要为着我们永恒的命定我们要不停的奋战直到我们都见主面。
But somehow,When somebody criticizes somebody about their driving,
但是当某人呢开始批评某人的开车技术
we're fighting about something so meaningless.
我们就开始为这种无意义的事情来争吵
and we're getting angry at each other, like it's your fault.
然后我们就开始生气对方说
no,
你的错
No, it's your fault. If you didn't say anything, I wouldn't do this. Blah 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 blah.
才怪，根本都是你的错。如果你没有讲这个，我就不会这样。
But you're the one who started it by driving recklessly, da 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 da.
但是你先开始这么不小心开车的。
You laugh because you're hearing your own arguments.
你们会笑，就是因为你们可能也有类似的对话。
But how did this conflict cause us to lose sight of each other?
但是这些争吵是如何让我们失去那个眼光呢
？One of those times we were having a very like tense moment. It was really bad. We were really upset with each other.
有一次我们那个争吵真的是到一个程度，我们彼此真的是气到不行。
And we were no longer like sharing heart to heart. We were just hitting each other with our words.
我们气到一个程度，我们已经不再是心与心的沟通，我们只是把我们的话丢给对方。
I don't remember which one of us said it, but one of us said Jollibee date.
然后我们忘记是谁说的，但是其中一个就说我们去 Jollibee 约会吧。
Which means whatever we're doing, we're stopping and we're going to go to Jollibee's.
他的意思就是说呢，不管我们在做什么，现在全部停止，然后我们就是去 Jollibee's.
Even when we're not talking, we're going to go sit and we're going to have Jollibee's.
即使我们 没有要讲什么话，我们就是要去周一。
And I don't know why, it just was the thing that reminded us we are always for each other.
然后不知道为什么，但是那件事情就是提醒我们，我们永远都是为着对方。
But now we can't go to Jollibee's.
但是现在我们再也不能去 Jollibee's
了。So I was asking the Lord, like, what can we do instead?
所以我就问神说，那我们现在可以做什么来代替呢？
I'm going to invite Matthew to come up.
所以要邀请 Matthew 到台上来， can you invite Matthew to come up? 我们一起邀请他。
So, oh yes, my beloved husband. So let's say pretend we're upset with each other, we're arguing.
所以就假装我们在吵架。
And I saw this actually on this pastor's YouTube. It was really powerful.
然后我其实在一个牧者的 YouTube 频道上有看到类似的。
And so the next time we're not seeing each other because our argument has gotten so big.
所以下一次当我们因着我们的争吵，我们不再看见对方的时
候。One of us is gonna say hit the floor.
我们其中一个人就会说，到地上，hit the floor.
And what hit the floor looks like?
那我告诉你，hit the floor 是长什么样子。
This is hit the floor.
Hit the floor 就是长这样。
We just lie here and we look at each other.
我们就是趴在地上，然后彼此对看。
And you know, you can't be angry in this position.
然后你知道，当你在这样的姿势的时候呢，你就没有办法生气了。
Like you can't be upset in the argument in this position.
你如果是维持这样的姿态，你就不可能因着对生气的话。你看，就像现在我们都在笑。
I can't believe this in front of our whole spiritual family.
我真的不敢想象我们在所有的属灵家庭和在线上的人这样做这件事。
But this is hitting the floor.
但这就是 hitting the floor 的
意思。All of a sudden, my perspective on Matthew changes.
你看，突然就在转眼之间，我看 Matthew 的眼光就不一样了。
I'm no longer standing in this place where I think I'm right.
我不再是站在一个觉得说我很对的这样的一个位置上。
Most of our arguments are about who's right, who's wrong.
大部分人的争吵都是在乎谁对谁错。
And we miss seeing each other rightly.
然后我们不再看用对正确的眼光看对方。
One day I have to stand before the judgment seat.
有一天我必须要站在审判台前。
And how I loved Matthew.
而我如何爱 Matthew.
The Lord will judge me for.
神会因着那个来审判我。
In our covenantal marriage, did I love him in a way that he's loving the Lord more?
在我们婚姻的盟约，我有没有爱他使他爱神更多？
By getting my body in the physical position of lowliness.
但是在我
When I put my body in that physical position of lowliness,
当我让我自己降服下来
I see different.
我就可以看得不一样
The planks come out of my eye.
我眼中的梁木就可以跑出去了
And I can respond to my husband with love.
然后我就可以再次在爱中回应他
You know what had always moved me about Matthew's heart?
你知道有一件事情 Matthew 总是很触动我
you know,We did the bridal shower thing where you ask the bride and groom questions, right?
就是你知道我们常常在新婚的时候会做那个为新娘庆祝的活动，会问他们问题。
And they asked the question, "Who apologizes first?"
然后他们就问我们说，哎，谁先道歉呢？
The girls were there, and that was easy. That was out of all the questions, we responded to that one really fast.
你知道在所有的问题里面那个问题最简单的。
And we both held up Matthew's shoe.
然后我们就都拿起 Matthew 的鞋子。
Because he's so humble.
因为 Matthew 是那么的谦卑。
He asks all the time, like right away, he just asks for forgiveness.
他每一次都是先道歉的那个。
He doesn't hold his anger or his grudge all the time. He always just, he gets on his knees. The moment like things get tense, he'll get on his knees first.
他从来不会让那个生气一直抓住他。每次当那个情绪紧张的时候，他都是先跪下来道歉的那个。
That's where revival comes in.
这就是复兴如何可以来的。
Amen.
Amen 吗
？Who will humble themselves first?
谁愿意先谦卑下来
？That we would receive true vision.
所以我们可以领受对的眼光。
Matthew, come back.
Matthew, 你要回来啊。
Come back, please.
你要回来，拜托。
If you weren't here on Sunday, something pretty powerful happened.
如果你上礼拜天不在这里的话呢，有一个很大的事情发生。
It was Sunday morning prayer meeting.
那是礼拜天早上全教会祷告会。
And again, the Lord has been speaking to my heart. This is not just another gathering.
然后神再次对我说，这不是只是一个平常的聚会。
I want you to learn to respond to my heart.
我要你学习如何回应我的心意。
It's been so beautiful to get to host His presence with my spiritual family.
能够和我的属灵家庭一起来，来有神的同在，是那么的尊荣。
I'm so thankful for all of our pastors who their heart is we just want to host God's presence.
我真的很感恩我们的牧者领袖，我们的心就是要让神的同在在这里。
So the whole prayer meeting was so full.
所以整个祷告会是那么的充满。
But during waiting on the Lord, Matthew had received a word from the Lord.
但是在等候神的时候 ，Matthew 就从神领受一句话。
Come back, beloved.
你要回来啊，亲爱的。
I want him to share what his process to encourage you.
我想要他来分享他的那个过程，来鼓励大家。
This is really planned.
这个真的是早先计划好的。
On Sunday,
礼拜天
，as the prayer meeting was going,
在祷告会进行的过程
，I was praying and discerning.
我就在祷告，然后在监察。
And the word that I received from the Lord, I just kept hearing the word barren.
然后从神领受到的话就是不孕。
So whenever when the Lord shows me a word, I usually look up, I go to my Bible up and look up Bible verses.
通常当神给我一句话或一个字，我就会去圣经里面看在哪里有。
So I naturally open the Bible app and type in barren.
所以我就打开我的圣经，然后我就点那个不孕。
And so.The verse that came, what was it? Genesis, right? Yes, Genesis 25:21.
创世纪二十五章二十一节。
And so, all throughout the meeting, I was wondering, like, should I release this word somehow, or should I just...wait or just not do anything at all.
然后整个祷告会，我就在想说，我要释放这句话吗？还是我就是等一下呢
？So when Pastor Stephen ended the meeting, I quickly went up to him and said, I think I have something to say.
然后当牧者结束祷告会的时候，我就赶快跑去找他，然后说我有东西要说。
And so I apologize, and I just really felt.Let me go ahead and just read that verse.
所以我就觉得很抱歉，然后我先来读这个经文给大家听。
Genesis 25:21.
创世纪二十五章二十一节。
And Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife.
以撒为他祈求耶和华。
Because she was barren.
因他妻子不生育。
And the Lord granted his prayer.
耶和华应允他的祈求。
And Rebecca. His wife conceived.
他的妻子利百加就怀孕。
And I think in a different version, it says that Isaac pleaded on behalf of his wife.
然后在另一个版本里面，他是说以撒为着他的妻子而向神代求。
So when I read that, I really felt like the men, and I just saw Alvin next to me, like I just had this picture of Alvin next to me, and then we were just praying for our wives.
然后当我读那些经文的时候，我就看到一个意象，就是 Alvin 就站在我旁边，我们一起为我们的妻子祷告。
And then all of a sudden, on this picture here, you see all the men came up and just started praying.
然后接下来就是像你们在画面上所看到的一样，所有的男人都到前面去，然后一起祷告。
And we just went to our knees and just pleaded on behalf of Mishi, on behalf of Lynn. We just prayed that we would.That the Lord would hear our prayers and they will conceive.
然后我们就是一起跪下来，然后为着我们的妻子，为着 Mishi， 为着 Lynn， 然后为他们能够怀孕祷告。
But it wasn't just about us physically receiving a baby, but for everybody else that felt like they were barren in spirit.
但是不是只是为着我们肉身能够怀孕，也同样是为着那些灵里觉得不生育的。
Yeah, and then we ended up praying also for Mama Grace at that time as well.
然后所以我们后来也为江妈妈祷告。
So just a beautiful picture. I would never usually go up there and interrupt a meeting or something, but I really felt like I just needed to say something, release the word.
所以这是真的是神成就一个很美丽的事。Yeah. 通常我不会自己想要上去打断这个聚会，然后去释放，但是神能够做这么大的工作。
We almost missed this moment.
我们差一点就错失那个时机。
My dear husband, he's been battling against a lot of insecurities of the past.
我的丈夫他一直过去因着他的不安全感，一直有很多的征战。
A lot of the times he shares with me, I don't feel qualified.
很多时候他以前会跟我说，我觉得我不够格。
Like I don't feel good enough.
我觉得我不够好。
Last year we really battled against this lie of the enemy.
去年我们真的不停地为着这个谎言向着仇敌征战。
I would remind him, it's not what you see of yourself, it's what the Lord sees of you.
我提醒他，不是你看你自己怎样，而是神看你怎样。
Will you choose to respond to what he says of you?
你愿不愿意选择去回应神所看到你是什么？
On the way home after the prayer meeting, he was like, who was that guy?
然后祷告会回家之后，他就说，啊，那个人是谁啊？
I don't recognize myself.
我都快认不得我自己了。
To go up there and to pray like that.
跑到前面去，然后那样子祷告。
And I told him I recognize you.
然后就跟他说，我认得啊。
Because this is who he made you to be.
因为那是神所造你的样子。
I see you stepping into your calling.
我看到你踏进你的呼召。
This is who God says that you are.
这是神说你是的样子。
But the moment could have been missed if he did not obey.
但是那个瞬间转瞬就可以错，就可能错过，如果他没有顺服。
If he didn't humble himself and immediately respond.
如果他没有自卑自己，赶快到前面去回应。
Would we allow the Lord to interrupt our meetings?
我们愿不愿意让神来打断我们的聚会？
Would we allow the Lord not to be confined by our schedule?
我们是否愿意让神不会被我们的行程所限制？
Would we just be the ones who are responding, Lord, I just want your heart?
而我们就是会一直不停地去回应说，神啊，我们就是要你的心意。
When Matthew and Alvin stood there and contended for me and for Lynn, I knew in the inside it's already finished.
当 Matthew 跟 Alvin 到前面为着我和 Lynn 来祷告的时候，我里面就知道成了。
And it's for me, yeah, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But it's more than just for our contending for the dream of physical children.
但是不是只是为着我们肉身能怀孕的梦想来奋战。
These last, we're about to have our third year anniversary.
我们即将庆祝我们三年结婚纪念。
On August 21st, we'll be 3 years.
就在10月21号是我们三周年。
And these 3 years of like battling for children and receiving the fruitfulness God promised.
而过去这三年一直为着怀孕来奋战，要领受神所应许的丰盛。
As I was just waiting on the Lord.
然后当我在等候神的时候，
I heard the Holy Spirit say, "Isn't it worth it, Mishi?"
我听到圣灵说，这样做不是很值得吗 ，Mishi?
To go through this battle.
可以经历这些征战。
To have gone through the miscarriage.
然后经历流产。
To see your husband stepping into his calling.
然后能够看到你的丈夫进到他的呼召。
What could I say but say yes?
然后我能说什么？当然是说对啊。
It's worth the wait and it's worth the process.
真的，那个等待跟过程都是值得的。
To not just see my husband step in, but see many more behind him stepping in.
不只看到他踏上他的护照，也看到其他人也一起踏上去。
This is what he's looking for, amen.
这就是神所要的，阿们吗
？Give him one more hand.
我们再给他一个掌声。
Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a person of vision?
你是不是有意象的人
？Do you believe the Lord can meet you in your everyday?
你相不相信神在你的每一天都可以与你相遇？
You know, during the Pure Conference,
在清新特会
I led our youth and the young people to wait on the Lord.
我带着我们的青少年跟年轻人一起等候神。
And many of them have been forced to wait on the Lord before.
他们很多人之前是被逼着要等候神。
And most of them treat it as group nap time.
然后很多人都把它当成是集体午休。
I see them with their heads back and their mouths wide open.
然后就看到他们都头往后仰，然后嘴巴打开。
And I don't think they're receiving revelation from the Lord.
我觉得他们八成是没有什么启示吧。
I think they're more catching Z's, like catching sleep.
他们可能就是在补眠。
But I believe God wanted to raise up a people with vision.
但是我相信神要兴起一群有异象的人。
David's that know how to contend in the place of His presence.
像大卫知道如何为着神的同在而奋战。
So during the workshop sessions, if you missed the workshops, you missed really good sessions.
所以在工作坊的时候，如果你错过那个工作坊，你真的是错过很大。
I shared with them the key in the revelation of waiting on the Lord is knowing that you're waiting for a real person.
我就跟他们分享说，等候神的关键就是你要知道你是在等一个很真实的一个人。
It's not passive.
它不是一个被动的过程。
It's my heart to His heart.
是我的心与他的心。
It's my face pressing into His face.
是我的脸转向他的脸。
I told them, imagine you take the chair that's next to you, you put it in front of you, and Jesus is sitting right there.
所以我就带着他们，你就把那个椅子搬到你的前面，就想象耶稣就坐在你的正前方。
Eyes of fire, he's burning and he's looking into you.
他的眼目如火焰，这样子盯，这样子看着你。
This is the revelation of what we're doing when we're sitting before him, sitting at his feet.
这是当我们等候神，我们跪在他脚前等候他的时候，这是灵里的实际。
And one of the college students.
然后就一个大学生。
He grew up here. He's been here since literally, I think he was born in this church.
他真的是从出生就在这个教会。
He said, Mishi.
他说 Mishi.
Those 10 minutes waiting on the Lord.
那十分钟等候神的时间啊。
Was so powerful.
太有能力了。
Jesus was sitting next to me.
耶稣真的坐在我旁边。
I can feel His presence.
我可以感受到他的同在。
And he was like shaking with how much like revelation he was receiving.
他在讲的时候，因着他所领受的那个启示，他整个都在颤抖。
I was like.You knew, you grew up here.
我就说，不是在这里长大吗？
But it was like his eyes were finally open.
可是他的眼睛终于打开了。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
He wasn't just sitting, he wasn't just doing the motion, he wasn't just going through the thing, he was engaged with the Holy Spirit.
他不再只是坐着，不再只是当例行公事，而是真的全心的注视他。
It's almost like I feel like the Lord was sitting there the whole time, waiting for him to just turn your eyes.
我感觉真的是神其实一直都坐在那边一直等着他的眼目什么时候会转向神
Look at me
看我
I want to show you these things that are beyond what you can imagine
我想要让你看那你眼睛你甚至都没想过的事
This is what the Lord is after
这就是神所要的
I have a lot of scripture that I didn't get to because I feel like we're going to move into response
我有很多经文，但我没机会分享，因为我觉得我们要开始。
I'm itching to respond. I don't know about you.
我心里是很热切渴望要回应。
But I just want to give you verses to help you a little bit. Is this working?
但是我们就给你们一些经文来帮助你们。
You can meditate on this later.
你待会儿可以自己来默想。
Can you guys help me with the slides?
可以帮我们那个投影片，谢谢。
Habakkuk 2:1-2.
哈巴谷书二章一到二节。
I want you guys to meditate on this.
我希望你们默想这个经文。
Habakkuk lived in a time where he was surrounded. He saw the evilness in the culture.
哈巴谷活着的时候，他看见那个世代所有的邪恶。
And he struggled because he saw evil people prospering.
而他非常心里极其痛苦，因为他看到恶人当道。
But he brought his doubts to the Lord.
但是他把自己的一切
的怀疑都带到神面前。In the place of prayer, he asked God.
他用一个祷告的一个心态问神。
So he went. He positioned himself so that he could be able to see.
所以他让自己站在对的位置，所以他能够看见。
And the Lord gave him vision to understand.
然后神就给他眼光，让他能够明白。
He said, "Write this down."
他说把这写下
来。So that you can walk in it.
所以你可以走进去，所以你可以去做。
I think of the prophet Elijah.
我也想到以利亚。
He's the one that called forth the rains to come.
以利亚是呢呼唤雨来的。
Even before there was even a cloud in the sky.
就即使那天上都看不到一点云。
There was this persistency of his heart. Lord, I believe that I'm going to see what I see in the spirit.
那他心里面就是那么极其的迫切，他说：“主啊，我相信我会看到我在灵里所看到的。”
Seven times he said, "Go and look, go and look, go and look."
他七次叫他的仆人就是去看，去看，去看。
And then when the smallest sign of fist, a cloud as shape of the fist.
然后当有一个就是拳头大的一个云彩的时候
He knew it was time.
他就知道时候来了。
And him having vision for the things that are on God's heart.
然后他因为有那个眼光可以看见神心上所有的。
He was able to prophetically partner with God's heart and see it come.
他就能够在先知心里面去看见说
那会来。He met God in the moment of breakthrough.
他就在那个突破性的时刻与神相遇。
So what are the keys that you need? Write it down.
所以你需要哪些关键呢？把它写下来。
It's everything that mommy gave in her inner life messages.
就是所有江牧师在内在生活里面所讲的。
But we fail to apply into our daily life.
但是我们没有在每一天里面好好的去执行。
We need humility and desperation.
我们需要谦卑，我们需要竭力。
I cannot see or live without you.
如果没有你，我就活不下去。
I need to be obedient.
我需要顺服。
The moment you move, I want to move with you.
当你开始行动，我要跟上。
I don't want to delay. I don't want to be ahead, and I don't want to be behind.
我不想要拖延，我不要在你前面，我也不在你后面。
Whatever it takes, I am willing to follow.
不论付什么的代价，我都愿意跟随。
And lastly, I believe it requires this endurance.
最后，我相信是需要忍耐。
Meaning, I will keep pressing in.
代表我会愿意继续竭力
pressing into abide
继续竭力要连于他
pressing into be close by his side because I know how easily my eyes will wander
一直竭力要让自己和他亲近因为我知道我的眼光很容易调转
I'm locked in Lord you need to hold me
我就是要紧紧的和他的同在
锁住你需要抓住我 so I keep my eyes on what you want me to see
所以我的眼光会一直看着是你要我看的
those are the people that will live with prophetic vision
那就是会领受异象而活的人
Amen
Amen
Amen We're going to have some time to respond
我们会有一些回应的时间
Thank you Jesus
谢谢主
Just play the keys Korea na na de 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 Shoria na 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 ye, kiria na na ye. Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主。
You want to release and restore vision.
你想要恢复我们的眼光。
You want to give us eyes to see.
你要给我们眼睛能看见。
You want to restore and make us people of vision.
主啊，你要恢复我们，使我们成为有异象的人。
We don't just live every day in the ordinary.
我们不是每天活在日常琐事。
But we live to satisfy what's on your heart.
而是我们活着是为了要满足你的心。
I want to live to satisfy what is on your heart.
我要为着满足你的心意而活。
Matthew responded to the Lord.
在 Matthew 他回应神。
He stood as my Isaac, and he pleaded with God for me.
他就像以撒那样子，为向神为我代求。
I knew the breakthrough was there.
我知道突破就降临到。
The Lord's just waiting for us to step in.
神在等着我们往上踏进去。
To catch his heart, to catch the vision.
能够抓住他的心意，抓住他的眼光。
For some of you, I feel like you've been living every day, just getting through, trying to survive.
有些人我感觉你们每天是仅仅活着。
You don't have vision for why you're at your job. You don't have vision for what you're even doing in your family.
你对你的工作，你对你每天所做的，对你的家庭，你失去了你的意向。
I believe the Lord wants to restore your sight.
我相信神要恢复你的眼光。
Sometimes our lack of vision is because we have planks in our eyes.
有时候我们没有办法看见神的眼光，是因为我们眼中有梁木。
We can't see what God's doing because we're constantly judging what He's doing.
我们没有办法看见神在做的，因为我们一直在论断他所做的。
I don't like this song. I don't like the way she prays. I don't like what they're saying.
我不喜欢这首歌，我不喜欢他祷告的方式，我不喜欢这个那个。
And all these planks are keeping us blind.
这些梁木会使我们眼瞎。
I believe the Lord wants to remove.
我相信神要把它拿去。
If we would but humble ourselves.
如果我们愿意自卑自己。
So I just invite you, if you want the Lord to restore vision.
所以我想邀请大家，如果你想渴望神恢复你的眼
光，I invite you to come.
邀请你到前面。
Don't wait for anyone else. Just come.
不要等别人。
I believe the Lord is going to restore eyes to see.
我相信神今天要恢复我们的眼光。
Lord, we're going to live differently.
我们可以看见，我们可以活得不一样。谢谢主。
Get on your face. Get on your knees. Just cry out to the Lord.
就是向神呼求。
Give me vision.
主啊，给我眼光。
Restore vision.
恢复我的眼光。
I don't want to live for the ordinary. I want to live for your heart.
我不要再只是为着日常所做的，我要为你的心而活。我需要你的眼光。
Start crying out, Jesus.
开始向他呼求，耶稣，
Give me vision, Lord.
给我眼光。
Give me vision, Lord.
给我意象。
I don't want to just live in the ordinary.
主啊，我不想要再只是为着我们日常琐事而活。主啊，给我眼光能看见。
Just respond to the Lord. Speak to Him.
回应向着他，回应看他说话。
For some of you, I believe the Lord is going to melt away disappointment.
对有些人，我感觉神要融化你里面的失望。
Disillusionment.
所有那些梦想破碎。
You had tried to pursue His heart.
你曾经试着要去追寻他的心。
The things didn't happen the way that you expected.
但是事情没有照着你所渴望的成就。
Or in the timing that you wanted.
或是没有在你所要的时间成就。
As we lay it down at the altar,
I believe
the Lord is going to restore your sight.
我相信神会恢复你的眼光。
To show you that He's been faithful, He's been with you this whole time.
去看见神在这整个过程中向着你如何的信实。
He's never stopped contending for the things that He has put on your heart.
他从来没有为着你心里面的那个渴望停止代求。
He wants to replace all of your disappointment.
他想要取代你里面所有的那些失望。
With restored hope.
然后要给你一个全新的盼望，一个恢复的盼望。
Just respond to the Lord.
就是向神来回应。
so near.
感觉神就那么靠近。
His presence is hovering and it's so close.
他的同在就在这里，那么的靠近。
I just saw this picture.
然后就看到一个意象。
Many of you are stuck.
有些人卡住。
You can't see what he sees.
你没办法看见他所看见。
Because you have this situation, maybe it's a circumstance.
因为你有可能发生一些事情。
Difficulty in the home.
可能家里的难处。
Difficulty in the work.
工作的难处。
Lord, I lack vision. I don't know why I'm struggling and striving in these things.
主啊，我不知道为什么我就是没有你的眼光，我一直卡住。
I just saw your head down and you're looking at this thing.
我看见你头低低的，然后就是一直盯着那个事情。
Trying to figure it out in your own self. How am I going to fix it?
一直想要用自己的方法，想说我如何能够解决。
But even as we're singing this song.
但是就在我们唱这首歌的时候
I just feel his kindness, his nearness.
我就感受到他的良善，他是那么的靠近。
Would you trust me?
就说你愿不愿意相信我
？Hear Abba say, Will you trust me?
听阿爸父对你说，你愿不愿意相信
？Would you surrender this to me?
你愿不愿意再把这交付给我
？That I may restore your vision.
所以我可以恢复你的眼光。
You're not just living for your paycheck. You're not just living for these circumstances in your life. You're not hopeless nor unwanted. You are my precious son and daughter.
I want
to give you sight.So I want you to picture what it is that's keeping you stuck.
So I want you to 想象是什么让你卡住了。
I invite you to surrender it to the Lord, bring it to His feet.
邀请你再把那件事再降服在神脚前，降服在他脚前。
Maybe it's this feeling of loneliness.
可能是一个孤单感。
This feeling of emptiness.
一个空虚感。
Whatever it is, just bring it to the feet of Jesus.
不管是什么，就是把它降服在耶稣的脚前。我相信耶稣要恢复你的眼光。
His beautiful eyes.
他美丽的眼睛。
His beautiful eyes are on you.
他美丽的眼睛。
His beautiful eyes are on you.
他美丽的眼睛注视着你。
Just respond, just respond.
就是回应他。
If you want to cry, you cry. If you want to wail, you wail. Whatever you want to release to the Lord, just release. Respond to Him.
如果你需要低声哭泣，需要大哭，就是释放，向着他回应。
And He will give you sight.
向他回应，他会再恢复你的眼睛。
He gives sight to the blind eyes.
He
releases your voice and responds.
就是释放你的
声音。Cry out, Jesus.
向他呼求，主啊，
我降服。Lord, I give it to you.
主啊，我再次降服给你。主啊，恢复我的眼光，我可以看见。主啊，让我有眼能看见，让我有眼能看见。
Pastoral team, if you want to come, lay hands on different ones.Please come.
牧者团队，你们可以到前面来为他们按手。